We've heard about the government helping out Citigroup yesterday. Today, the U.S. Federal Reserve announced that they are going to help infuse $800 billion. Right. What else is going to be changing the markets in the coming weeks?
Well, certainly the efforts that have been most recently announced are aimed at trying to get mortgage rates down, because although we've seen interest rates cut significantly over the last year or so, mortgage rates have stayed stubbornly high. So the Fed's latest action is aimed at trying to get borrowing costs down for households. And it's as we get closer to short-term interest rates getting to zero, you're going to see more and more, I guess, unorthodox measures being taken by the Fed. In addition, I think what analysts are looking for, what investment managers are looking for, are more fiscal stimulus. And we're probably going to see some sort of package announced in Europe today or later this week. And we expect to see fiscal stimulus in the U.S. as well.
And another big headline is the big merger. They've been talking about it for months. BHP and Rio Tinto obviously not going to merge. Where do commodities stand right now?
Well, certainly commodities had a fantastic run, and we've seen a lot of the heat taken out of that market, partly as a result of investors believing that the economic slowdown is going to lower the demand for commodities, but also because commodities have really emerged yet again as being a financial asset, with a lot of speculation in that market, and a lot of the heat that's been taken out has been a reaction to the deleverage in the financial system, which is not only affecting commodities, but is also affecting liquidity in the financial system.
And talking about forecasts, IMF is cutting its GDP for Asia to 6%. And the International Monetary Fund basically has said, you know, is pushing more countries to do push for economic stimulus plans. And you said, you know, we might hear one from out of the European. Who else could we?
Well, we've already seen a massive package in China, which amounts to sort of 17, 18% of GDP. Whether or not the mainland can actually spend that amount of money, it takes time to transmit the money into projects, into fiscal stimulus programs, that remains to be seen. But we're going to need to see a more coordinated effort, particularly in the US and with Europe, to try and stimulate demand, trying to get that money into the markets in terms of supporting the consumer, particularly in the US, before we're going to see business confidence come back. And that's really what investors are looking at now. They're looking through next year's earnings, really, at the macro numbers, weak job data, you know, prices, CPI reducing. So you're looking at prospects of deflation, you know, weak wage growth, which is really not supportive of growth as we look out into 09 and 10.
Let's concentrate on the confidence. You know, there are some companies that are doing well.
Indeed.
Gold miners, pharmaceuticals. Which other companies?
Well, there are plenty of companies with strong cash flows, and particularly in this region. And you've got companies both here in Europe and selectively in the U.S. on very high yields as a result of these strong cash flows. And it's pretty much across most sectors. You've got to be pretty selective, because in this financial downturn, there are fewer analysts out there covering companies, because the investment banks have pulled back from some of their core activities. So you've got to get down and really scrub the data and understand what's going on. But there are opportunities. But at the moment, it's basically, you know, one brush across the whole market. The markets have been derated. There are opportunities there. But until confidence returns, until we see some of these measures take hold, we're not going to see markets move up in a substantial way.